Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the weekend. Welcome to Friday. It's the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show for the 21st of July, 2023. My name's Ray Foley, filling in for Ian, and we've got a show for you this morning. Technically, we do. It's between now and 9 a.m. and there'll be music and songs, everything you need to know, traffic and travel-wise, news and sport, and a little dash of weather thrown in there as well. Your voice notes and your WhatsApps, 087-4-100-102. We take regular texts as well on SMS, like it's 2001 all over again. 087-4-100-102. And oh, did I mention it's Friday? Come on, hands in the air. Yes, it's Friday.
Playing the music you love.
BTS and Dynamite, Today FM, we play the music you love. Good morning, welcome to your Friday. It's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey, and one of the BTS lads is doing a Harry Styles, a solo gig, breaking out on his own. He's doing it in London, I think, on The One Show on BBC One this evening. I read that on Pop Bitch last night. Ray, it's 6:10 in the morning. We don't care. Today FM. Today FM, playing the music you love for a Friday morning. Good day. Welcome on in. It's the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Ray Foley on for Ian. And that's Portugal, the man. Feel it still. Maybe you're having your summer holiday in Portugal. Maybe you've had it already. Maybe you're still looking forward to it. Maybe you're in the car on the way to the airport already, anticipating Friday evening cocktails by the beach in the Algarve. Colour me jealous. You people are the worst. You people who still have holidays to look forward to. you're the worst. And a nice short flight too. My flights were like 11 hours. Ridiculous. Never again. If you can get sunshine within like a 4-hour flight, take it. Portugal, perfect. Enjoy your trip if you are going. I remain dog jealous. Stay with us. We'll play Waffle House from the Jonas Brothers and Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg on the way next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with the all new
Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg, California Girls. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good morning. Hello there, Ray Foley's. My name is 6:24, Friday the 21st of July. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
No sign of Shauna O'Reilly this morning. Shauna messaged me last night about 11 o'clock and said, Ray, oh Ray, I'm so sorry I don't think I'll be able to make it to work today. But tomorrow, I won't make work tomorrow. She said to me,
on the eve of her Friday.
Yeah, and she's going off on holidays. Isn't it tomorrow she's going off?
I believe so.
She's taking a week off next week to go off to Malta. It just seems to me like Shauna does not have her packing done for her trip to Malta with her family. And in order to get her act together, she's come down with a very sudden, very unexpected tummy bug.
Oh, no.
I have a tummy bug and not to go to work today.
I think this is genius because it's so obvious to do that. It could be
real.
I mean, it's like a genius triple bluff.
It's a triple bluff. It's why I love the triple bluff. Cut to me doing this every Friday before I go on holidays for the rest of our careers together. Shauna's not in. As if that's not bad enough, I was in a fouler of a mood. I'm still in a dreadful mood this morning.
Oh, no.
After the girls in green losing yesterday's to the... What do they call them? The Fancy Nancy's, or what do they call them?
They don't call them that. It's the Matildas, right?
The Matildas.
Yeah.
I'll go waltzing with the Fancy Nancy's with you. Matildas. What a stupid name for a football team. Get over yourselves,
don't
Australia.
Don't be bitter just because we lost, right? Come on.
I'm magnanimous in defeat. My heart went out to the girls in green yesterday. I'm sure they're feeling it today. Tell you who else is feeling it today. Dermot and Dave. There's two boys questioning their life choices. I'd say the referee's final whistle last night, Dermot and Dave looked at each other like, 3 more weeks? Shrug. Yeah, Dermot and Dave, they're in Australia for their Outbelieve tour with thanks to Sky. Proud partner and supporter of our women's national football team, only on Today FM. Dermot and Dave are now not talking to each other. Do you know what? There's nothing worse than a holiday fight, is there?
Oh, no, it's the worst.
When you fall out with your other half, like, there's something about having a fight on holiday that makes it, like, 50% harsher. And it's just worse. You can imagine Dermot smashing a whiskey glass against the bedroom wall. Dave flittering around. Dave on the phone to his sister back home in Ireland. He's in an awful mood. He's never been like this since the trip to Lanzarote.
Ray, I think you're projecting.
Dermot flittering around the room, throwing his knickers and his underpants into the suitcase. I'm going home, that's it. Dave, if you walk out that door, Dermot's wheeling. In case you missed it, they started yesterday, Dermot and Dave, on the air. And they're doing this ole, ole, ole challenge with the football team. Lucy Quinn started things off. Is she the first of them then?
I think so, yeah.
And you need to go ole, 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 ole. Lay. And then how long can you do your lay for?
Hi, my name is Lucy Quinn, and embarrassingly, this is the ole challenge. Ole, 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 ole.
How long was that? Like 7 seconds?
Something. It felt like about 7, didn't it?
It's about 7
You'd
seconds.
You'd expect the cardio to be, she'd go up for longer.
Our lung capacity should surely be able to achieve better. The challenge will continue. Dermot and Dave from 9. This is Today FM. We never knew how to
fall fit. In 1996. And the average person spends about 5 hours a week watching food content on social media. Some of the top trends people try to make after watching them are mug cakes, mukbangs, sun-melted chocolate and strawberries, and fruit roll-up ice creams. That's your headlines, Ray.
What's
we'll have
a
more.
Mukbang? What's a mukbang?
So a mukbang is where people make these videos called mukbangs, and they'll order a load of food. So they might go into McDonald's and let's say, oh, I'm going to order the entire menu. And they will literally
sit and eat it
and act like a podcast and eat food. And it's bizarrely calming to watch.
TikTokers need to be shot. It's ridiculous.
I'd watch one of those videos.
Watch someone eating.
Someone getting shot in a mukbang.
A TikToker being shot. I don't like eating food. Like why does every food video have to have them eating it?
I like the food videos, I have to say.
No, I don't mind food videos. And I love your man that does all the slow cooker ones.
Oh, yeah.
They're all great. And I've done a load of those. I save videos. Like, if I see a video for a recipe or whatever on Instagram, I'll save and I'll do it later. But on every single video, they need to... Like, they show themselves making it great. Yep. But just for 1 second, there needs to be food on fork going into someone's mouth.
Yeah.
And at that point, I'm like, oh, God, did you need to do that? I didn't need to see you eat this. Dirty thing. One Republic, I ain't worried. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Morning. It's 2 minutes to 7 o'clock for Friday. The weekend is upon us. Anto, the Wexican, texting this morning 0874 100 102. Anto would usually message to the afternoon show to us.
Yeah.
Haven't heard from him in a while, actually. Anto.
All right, how's it going?
Hello, love.
Missed the sound of your voice there. I've been working nights there for the last 6 months, so I don't get to hear you in the afternoon.
Oh, there you go.
Lovely to hear you in the morning. Driving back to Mexico.
Oh, thanks, brother.
You wouldn't mind giving a shout out to my 10-year-old daughter, Amelia, who's celebrating her 10th birthday today. Cheers, buddy.
Happy birthday, Amelia.
Oh, I love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. And Amelia, happy birthday. Have a lovely day, Mrs.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with Adacia Sandero, Ireland's best-selling car.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up, please. From Cork, the one and only Cliona Harrington joins us this morning. Morning, Cliona!
Morning.
Good morning, madam. How are we?
Not too bad. How are you today?
Surviving. It's been a long week filling in for Mr. D. I don't know how he does it on a full-time
basis. Tough challenge, I'd say. All right, isn't it?
These are big shoes to fill. My tiny little untalented tootsies. They're not even reaching the end, Cliona.
They're getting there, though.
It's like... Sideshow Bob shoes I'm wearing here today.
Yeah, you're tripping over yourself all the time.
It's like clown shoes. Mm.
There are rakes around you as well to walk into, so.
So are you in Cork City or where are you?
I'm not. I'm outside Cork in a place called Granagh. It's near Blarney.
I know.
It's the best fit. Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
I know from my time in Red. And any shout outs this morning? What are you up to? What are you doing? Nothing special?
Nothing particularly special today. I'm just getting ready to head off. I teach at an Irish college that's starting up this weekend, so we'll be heading, getting the Gaeilge ready to go to teach for a few weeks down there.
Cool.
Down in Knockadoon, down near East Cork. It's Cláis de Chúram. So I'd say all of the teachers and students there are excited to get going now for the weekend.
Are you excited yourself?
I am. I love it. I've been going down there myself. I was a student myself once upon a time, long, long time ago. So it's only fabulous to keep going down, keep
I'm
the tradition
convinced
going.
That the Cianara, yeah. The Cianaras, are you Cianaras or Cinnaras?
We call them Turahori, but they're Canary, yeah. And we've Moontory then as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're a Moontour, are you?
I'm a Moontour, yeah.
Yeah, I'm convinced that the Cianaras, the Turahori and the Moontours, they're all just frustrated students, really. They just never grew up. It's like Neverland, the Gaeltacht, isn't it?
That's actually true. It's a very good way of describing it, yeah.
And great crack for 3 weeks. I'd say you were the best time.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah. And it's much more fun than teaching it in the secondary school, you know?
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah, you can have more fun. You can, you have your Kayleys and all at night, do you?
We do. Yeah, we do every night.
But the great thing is ye can go to the pub then in the evening.
No, we'd never do something like that.
No, they're far too responsive. You got those kids, those young minds they're looking up to you for inspiration. You got to guide them. All right then, Cliona, your kickstart song is brilliant for the weekend. Setting us off in style. I'll hand over to you. You tell me to hit that button when you're ready, okay?
Unreal. Love the show, by the way.
Hey. Right,
so,
away you go.
Kickstart the weekend with Westlife. When you're looking like that, push that button.
Oh, that was easy. Tune. Anna Ishka or Fod Moonshore, thanks so much for taking the call.
No bother. Thanks very much. Thanks. Bye-bye.
No, I do the Shane bits. You do the Kane bits. That's always how we've done it. Westlife, when you're looking like that, your kickstart song as chosen by Cliona this morning. It's 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good day, good morning.
Sometimes it's nice to do something different.
No, okay. I do the Shane and the Marks. You can do any of the rest of them.
Okay.
I always do the Shane and the Mark. Let's have a look at the front pages of the newspapers for Friday morning. And Nicky at a push. At a push.
You don't get Nicky. You do not get Nicky. Take your paws off him.
The Irish Times this morning. Let's have a look at the front page. It's 21st of July, Friday morning. The Irish Times has disappointment on the faces of these young girls. Are they in Australia? Where were they? Hang on. Frankie McCabe, Evie Mooney, Penny McCabe, Seth Mooney and Brooke Kelleher watch at Irishtown Stadium. Also watching on the screens of the women's performance at the World Cup yesterday. Dermot and Dave, of course, are there at the World Cup. Please hold.
He's got it somewhere. Hang on. This is going to be good now. Watch this. This is radio.
Seamless now. Dermot and Dave are in Australia for their Out Believe tour with thanks to Sky, proud partner and supporter of our women's national football team, only on Today FM.
Will that get you a free subscription now? Will you get all the channels or just the sports
I'm
pack?
I'm looking for that new box, that glass alternative.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ireland defeated but unbowed as they give hosts a scare. And that's the main photograph. Again, disappointment on the Irish Examiner. Green shoots of hope in defeat. They were without their star player, Sam Kerr, the Australians, the Matildas, as they call them. Ridiculous. Stupid carry on. Girls in Green, that's a solid name, all right? Call yourselves Matildas, give them over. And they didn't have their star player, Sam Kerr, performing for them yesterday. And Ireland gave the Aussies a little bit of a scare, it's got to be said. Particularly towards the end of the game. The Irish Independent has Republic of Ireland striker Abby Larkin with fans yesterday after the World Cup opener against Australia in Sydney, ending in 1-0 defeat. But we're still cheering on the girls in green. The Irish Sun has Tubbs and RTE. As Tubbs and RTE back in touch, and it's BAK.
Oh, because Kevin Backhurst.
Back is his name. Apparently, the new boss of RTE has been in touch with Ryan Tuberty for productive talks. That's probably the most productive Ryan Tuberty has been in the last 14 years. And the Irish Daily Mirror, I'm joking.
It's just a joke, guys.
Just very well paid and worth every penny too, I'm sure.
Here, here.
The Irish Daily Mirror says, let me back on air. Similar headline there. And the Irish Daily Mail says, time to tackle the thuggery. Not a reference to Ryan Tuberty or the shenanigans in RTE, but that's also there. Tuberty and Backhurst's one-to-one meeting is constructive. They're now getting constructive, much like the construction of the land that they've sold at RTE on the Montrose campus, as they try and raise more money with falling revenues. And the thuggery is outcry over latest violent attack on Capitol Street as US tourist is left with life-changing injuries. That attack, absolutely horrific yesterday. And movies all over the place as Oppenheimer and Barbie opens officially today. Both of the movies. All right, Jess Glynn. Standing in
a crowd. And the Bower in a Drav. Mark Hogan, CFM Travel.
Mark, maybe you can settle this argument first. Do you mean, JP, we're just saying that it's quieter traffic-wise on a Friday? The less people on the roads. Is that like, have you found that it's quieter, there's less people, or that the traffic is kind of calmer on a Friday?
Absolutely, and Monday as well. If I could tell you to do anything, it's get into work on a Friday, because you're going to breeze in there and you'll have no one in the office.
Yeah, so if you're going to... And that's people on the DOS then, I guess, is it? So Shauna?
Shauna didn't make it in.
Shauna is going on holidays next week and she didn't bother. She's got a sick tummy.
She's sick, allegedly.
Oh, I've got a tummy bug. Coincidentally, on the last day of work before the holidays.
Keep an eye on her on Instagram. See what she's at later on today.
She's breezing through the traffic is what she's doing today, because she's doing the last of her packing and a few last little bits of shopping before she goes. Absolutely ridiculous. There's people on the DOS then. People not bother going to work. Or working from home, do people do that on Friday maybe? You lazy sods. The rest of us setting our alarm for 10 to 5. And for what? You're not even going to work. Unbelievable.
And killer whales are like Irish mammies. They protect their sons, but not their daughters, from attacks. Postmenopausal killer whales will protect them, as study suggests. It believes it helps boost the survival chances of the species, as male breed with lots of females. Males had a 35% fewer tooth marks than females if their mum was around and no longer breeding, the Centre for Whale Research and the Universities of Exeter and York have found. Those are your headlines. We'll have more at 8.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
With whales and the mammals of the sea.
It sounds like my house.
Your mammy looking after you all the time. You need to cop yourself on.
You're a mammal of the sea at times, Ray, aren't you?
I'm a mammal of the sea, yeah. When I go for my dip. Yeah. And
Do you have a blowhole? Would some people see a breach sometimes?
I was. Wow, look at that.
He's breaching.
It's so majestic.
Isn't it magnificent?
He's breaching. Guys, he's breaching. Take a photo. He's breaching. He comes up so close to the boat.
Rarely spotted.
Is there a tour?
Is
Darren Garrahy gives a tour around you, didn't she? With the boats.
Don't touch him. They don't like to be touched. Yeah. I'm my own tourist attraction. I'm my own little tourist ecosystem.
Yeah, a real driver of local economy.
There was a beaching scare once.
People were just dribbling you with water to keep it wet.
Beached himself. Yeah. It was a crisis. But they got
he does that when he's sick.
They got a couple of you know those dune boats, the quads on the and they tied a rope onto the back of the quad on each of my ankles, right. And they dragged me back out again and off I was like Free Willy,
yeah, moving,
jumping over the you know when Willy jumped over the rocks.
I saw it on the Six News, yeah
it was good. Today
FM and OTB. I wonder, that's a sport. I'll have more at 8.
Thank you indeed, Phil. Yeah, they categorised as a crisis mass. Beaching is what they called it. But I was just sunbathing.
And the fire brigade weren't called out. There were no units of the fire brigade involved.
There were children crying and everything. Yeah. It was very upsetting. Very upsetting for them. Scarred for life.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the sunburn.
They can hear the smell. They can smell you from miles around.
It's starting to rot.
Yeah, what is that?
It's starting to rot. We've appealed to the local council to move the carcass.
Come here, we do waffle this morning.
We're doing waffle next. If you want to play, text waffle and only the word waffle to 08... No, hang on. Waffle along with your name and where you're from. Sorry, I keep confusing it with the cash machine text. Waffle, your name and where you're from, 0874-100-102. And Barbie, the album's out now as well. Just reading the details out here. So you got on the Barbie album for the soundtrack, yeah?
Right, yeah.
You've got Sam Smith, Man I Am from Sam Smith. You got Pink from Lizzo. You got songs on there from Billie Eilish, Nicki Minaj, Ice Spice, Charlie XCX, Carol G and Aldo Ranks, Pink Panthers, 50-50, and Sam Smith, Lizzo, Tame Impala, The Kid Laroi, Haim Khaled,
Jesus, stacked.
Dominic Fike, Ava Max and Gail, and a song, Ryan Gosling sings a song on it as well. I tell you what, they missed a trick not booking Pink, didn't they?
Why didn't they?
I mean, they should have had Pink. And nothing's more Pink than Barbie, and they should have had Pink on the soundtrack. Ridiculous. Stay on Today FM. We've got your chance to win €100,000 on the cash machine. Gift grubs coming up and Black Eyed Peas. Nice. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast. Taylor Swift and Bad Blood, Today FM, playing the music you love. 29 minutes past 8 o'clock, Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey on this Friday morning. Appropriately enough, Bad Blood. Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift has some bad blood between herself and her fans now. This is, although they must have seen this coming, because it was the same situation in France. That was a couple of weeks ago. Same situation in the UK when people were buying tickets. And again, it happened yesterday for Irish fans of Taylor Swift. They faced agonising queues yesterday for tickets to see her perform here next year. More than 70,000 punters joined the queue yesterday for tickets at staggered sales times. And she's performing in next June in the Aviva in Dublin. Let's see. Approximately 500,000 fans had registered for the sale. But only around 150,000 people secured a non-transferable code. Do you know what? We're all doing the same. We're all thinking the same. We're all going to Coldplay anyway. Who needs Tay-Tay? We got Coldplay. Ridiculous. I'll tell you what though, I better get tickets for Coldplay. If I don't get tickets for Coldplay, my wife's going to kill me. There'll be war. It won't be worth me while going home. Oh my, Today FM playing the music you love. Thank you very much, Sinead. Thank you. Unnecessary. Thank you very much. Thank God it's Friday. I'm off with my sister Sinead for a day of culture in the real capital, Galway. Barbie at 3, pints at 6, and Saw Doctors at 8 from Bernie. You're living your best life, babes. Have a lovely evening. Is that Saw Doctors tune gig tonight?
Must be.
Amazing. And hey, Ray, we're on a hen in Kilkenny later. The theme is glamorous GAA. Come down if you're at a loose end from Miriam. Miriam, I have to get home for a nap first. I'll see you about lunchtime, I say, all right?
Do you have heels and a jersey? You do.
Yeah. Tell you what, babes, I'll bring the glamorous. You bring the GAA. So Dermot and Dave are on the way next, live from Australia. And they're out, believe, tour with Sky. Well, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show this morning. Yeah, we didn't get to do Dobby Harry, where Blondie frontwoman Debbie Harry comes in and does an impression of her favourite Harry Potter side character. It's Dobby the house elf.
Of course it is.
We didn't get to do When You're Looking Like Dad. Where, when you're looking like that, boy band Westlife tell us that the older they get, the more they start to resemble their dads in When You're Looking Like Dad. And we didn't get to do Kevin Backhurst's Bratwursts, where in the interests of full transparency, yeah, RTE boss Kevin Backhurst reveals he has a controlling stake in a German sausage company. It's called Kevin Backhurst's Bratwursts. Bratwursts. Bratwursts.
Happy weekend.
Hey, have a lovely weekend. D&D on the way next. We'll talk to you Monday morning.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.